We began talking yesterday about different aspects leading up to Kriyas Yamsuf. In Chazal, they describe Kriyas Yamsuf. It is Klal Yisrael's gain and Paro's loss. The Egyptians lost all the wealth that Yosef HaTzadik had assembled. Hakaras HaTov, one of the most fundamental parts of Torah. And the onus for non-Hakaras HaTov was to lose the Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised Avraham Avinu v'achri chen yetzu v'chosh godol. Didn't want Avraham Avinu, didn't want Klal Yisrael. What would be if Klal Yisrael walked out of Mitzrayim penniless? And 7 days later, at Kriyas Yamsuf, they got a massive fortune. 7 days, they say, no, wait a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to be kind, but he promised Avraham Avinu. Where is it? So they walked out in their fantasy thinking, oh, this is it. They didn't have a clue what Rechush Godel was at that point. It's going to be overwhelmed. And that's what Chazal say. They got more at Bizas Hayam. They got Mitzrayim. Tremendous wealth. The Gemara tells us that that was paying them back for all the slave labor. In the times of Alexander, the Egyptians came to Alexander. It says, Klal Yisrael walked off with a fortune. And walking off with a fortune, they owe us the money back. So, Alexander called in the Chacham of Klal Yisrael, afraid what to talk about, what to say. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, that's not going to talk to Alexander the Great. And there's one simple Jew who says, I'll talk. He says they had slave labor, 600,000 males working their heads off, day and night, and all the, for 83 years, and however, and calculate what the population was during those, as it grew and grew. And just now, calculate what all those wages are. No basic thing. It was not Klal Yisrael stole it. They're working as slaves, but in the end, they earn their keep. There's a diktuk hadin here that is unbelievable. Just in the Rechush Godel, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Havtocha, the diktuk hadin. But diktuk hadin goes much deeper. Diktuk hadin, when next week Yisro comes and says, what is the thing? Out. He says, Tov asher zodu aleihem. What does that mean? It means Klal Yisrael saw each Egyptian dying there. In it, with a midah keneged midah, how we persecuted Jews. Klal Yisrael are being taught fundamentals. Vidatim ki ani Hashem. They're taught, and Gemara says, what are they being taught? Remember, it's been a year. That's the Makkos, it's not only the Makkos. Moshe Rabbeinu for a year, and Aaron HaKohen is explaining what they're supposed to be learning from it. It's a year of education to Klal Yisrael. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing and what they're supposed to get out of it. And finally they see the ultimate HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlling all of nature in an absolute way, breaking the laws of nature, controlling it, and doing it in a very detailed individual manner of Schar V'Onesh. And they're ready for now Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't just an overwhelming nes. It's more than that. All of a sudden, Vayisa Malach Halokim Aolich Nei Machni Yisrael Vayelech Machareihem. Vayovu Beimachni Mitzrayim Veimachni Yisrael Vayiha Onan Vahachoshech Vayoras Halayla. Lo Korav Zelze. All of a sudden, Vayolech Hashem Esayom. This is unbelievable. Amud Ha'esh Vamud Ha'onan. And it's the beginning of a massive Gilui Shechina. Gilui Shechina means sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu is very distant. Every human being is a guf and neshama. We see automatically that this is white, that this is black. We see it automatically. Our physical senses are there. Sometimes our physical senses can be dulled. A person can lose his sense of taste, lose his sense of smell. You know that recently. Some of the person can be blind, he can be deaf. Now, a person's neshama can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes we're so deeply involved in the physical world, it like covers it up. And our neshama is not sensitive to the ruchnis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's called the Orlas Levavchem. When the Malta Meitzol of Slavachem, they'll take off that, or there's something that covers up and makes it insensitive. When Malta Meitzol of Slavachem, make it sensitive. Tinyone Ruchnis. And that developed a certain sensitivity. At this point, Chal Yisrael, after Makas Bechoros, what do we say at the Agoda, so Gilui Shechina, that Hashem, quote unquote, they felt it wasn't just a heart attack going through. They felt it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodo v'atzmo doing it. They were sensitive. At that point, the sensitivity had been raised. They could connect, then the Shomas could connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could experience the Ruchnius. Then, Pasuk says, "Vayar Yisrael, siyot hagdola, she'osa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Vayu homas Hashem v'yaminu b'Hashem of Moshe." After Kriyas Yamsuf was finished, they had a clear hakara of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vayar Yisrael, and they saw it. Vayu homas Hashem, and therefore, that's what is Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. Internalizing the fact that we accept the fact and submit ourselves to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu rules the world. Hashem Elokeinu, who bala kochos kulam, he runs the world. Hashem Echad, he's the only power that runs the world. Ozer Shemosh, what do we say? Umalchuso v'rotzon kiblu aleihem. Moshe uvnei Yisrael l'chon u'shiva. Where's the kiblu aleihem? Ayar says ayar hagdol. And this is the Shira. When you confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a direct way, the response is Shira. And they go through. Zekeli va'anvehu ke'ovi va'romemenu. Now, what does it mean, Zekeli va'anvehu ke'ovi va'romemenu? The word zeh in Hebrew, something that's so clear you can like point to it and think. Zeh, I can see this is black. This is a microphone. This is safe. Something so clear you can point to it. Now normally, that's in physical things. But Klai saw at this point, the neshama connected with Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a way, and they understood things with such a clarity, that they, it's as if they could point to it with a finger. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing. And Chazal tell us the Gilui Shechina then was so great and overwhelming. Rosa Shivcha Al Arayam, Rosa Yechazga Buzi V'chol Nevoso. It raised an unbelievable Madreg of Nevuah. All of Chai Yisrael Nevi'im. At that point. The Rambam writes, what was the Aveira of Moshe Rabbeinu? When he hit the rock, he said, Shimuna Hamorim. He talked an insulting way to Klal Yisrael. He said, for 40 years, the Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. And amidst all that was happening to them, they were all the Madrega of a Nevuah. And being all the Madrega of a Nevuah, you don't talk in an insulting way to people on the Madrega of a Nevuah. The Madrega of a Nevi'im here, it's a Kelim Avayu, it's absolutely clear to them exactly how and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And I said, Michamorcha Be'elim Hashem. There's no other power like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yimloch La'olam Vo'ed. Now, they come to Mora. Now there's a klal, a very important klal. We see that when Avram and Yitzchak went up to Har Moriah for the Akedah, and it was an unbelievable ruchnius experience for both of them. It says, and Avram Avinu went back, and Yitzchak heichan hoisach hazal with Yitzchak. Let's make the shame waver. That sometimes one gets an inspiration and one wants to internalize and make it a permanent part of his life. And what do? You learn Torah. Yeah. So, what is it? Vayomi am shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem l'okech. Zanta. Says, shom som l'chol ki mishpa v'som nisohu. There were loads of mitzvahs that were given in Mora. And there was a takona made, takona ad hayom. Every time we lay in Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha. It's a takona that began by Moshe Rabbeinu there, to Yelchu Shlosh Shom B'li Torah. Now, sometimes people can be busy in the middle of a deal, and there's something their minds are totally preoccupied. Zichiv Gomer Shalo Yel, Moshe Rabbeinu made a takona, that 3 days cannot pass if you don't learn Torah. You can do anything you want. All the mitzvahs in the world, all the chesed, everything you want. 3 days cannot go past unless you learn. That's why we learn Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha. And that is that they're at an unbelievable point in their lives. They've just experienced an unbelievable Gilui Shechina, but they have to become, have to make part of it. Just like Yitzchak. What an unbelievable experience. They're the whole story at Har HaMoriah. He was on him, his mizbeach, ready to be, willingly ready to be shechted, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't do it. But how do you take that whole experience and make it permanent? He went off the Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Eiver. Klal Yisrael said, wait a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us mitzvahs to learn. And what mitzvahs did he give? One of the first mitzvahs that are given, so Rashi said, Mortal also lehem mitzvahs parsha shel Torah shisasku ba Shabbos upor adumo v'dinim. How do you know about Shabbos? You know about Shabbos because right now, immediately above the month is all about Shabbos. So must have been they gave him Shabbos. And it says so in the Aseret HaDibros. In Ves Chanon, when we read the Aseret HaDibros, what do we say? Hashet Tzivi Sichem, like I commanded, we're B'mara. Hashet Tzivcha, Hashem Elokecha. keep it over again. So Rashi says here in Veschana, if I'll keep it over again, it's Tavu B'morosh. So what did they get in Mora? It's an incredible thing. Shabbos, Parah Aduma. For whatever reason, they need Parah Aduma at this point. Not clear. They needed Kibbut Aviyim and Dinim. Dinim means Choshen Mishpah. It means Klal Yisrael on the other side of Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael are now beginning, moving towards Har Sinai and everything. But they have to begin normal Jewish life. That from Yitzhak Mitzrayim, that's not normal. They're running away from Mitzrayim. They haven't been built up to that certain madrega that they can appreciate to being called to the Ruch, it's through Limanat Torah. But now everything's quiet. Egyptians are gone. The Jewish people are the Jewish people on the way to Har Sinai. But there's a minimal Jewish life that has to happen. Now, what is the minimal Jewish life that has to happen? Four things. Shabbos, Kirovim, Paraduma, and Dinim. Shabbos is the Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim Va'aretz in 6 days. Until a person can understand that there was a Briya of Yesh Mayayim in 6 days, and everything was created Yesh Mayayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can't have a chelik in Torah. That's why Mechal Shabbos Farhes Yerikakam Mechal Dvarav. He denies creation of Yesh Mayayim, he denies the Yisodos of Yeshka. The Rama says, and that's why it's the Bris Hilolim, it's the eternal, Shabbos is the eternal Bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch that we made it, yes, who is HaKadosh Baruch who created the entire world Yesh Mayayim, formed it and fashioned it and runs it down to the final detail. That Shabbos. Without that, doesn't get started. Rishonim had different ways of dealing with a lot of the ideas in Greek philosophy. And there's one idea in Greek philosophy, in Aristotle, that everyone rejected completely. Aristotle believed in kadmos, that the world always was. It's just changing form and changing form. And Rishonim found pe'echot, unanimous. That cannot be. That has to be absolutely rejected. Because creation, Yesh Mayayin, is the foundation of Hashgacha Pratis, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and how he deals with the world, and everything. Shabbos. So, immediately they have Shabbos. And then they have one that says, all of nature will teach us about Shabbos. We see the moon coming. Wait a second. We should probably bring the moon, but not in Shabbos. This is one thing that had to do. Parah Aduma. Yom Chok. Shabbos, you can explain to someone. Kiruhavim, you can explain to someone. Dinim, you can explain to someone. Parah Aduma, you can't explain to anybody. So why in the world do they need Parah Aduma now? The answer is very, very simple. Parah Aduma says that we have to bend our mind to the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we understand it or don't. That there's a higher mind in this world. And our mind isn't the mind that runs the world. Our mind is subject to Hachnor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a chok is all about. You don't understand anything about it. You see how it works, but where it's coming from, we don't. And that is also a fundamental yesod. That the whole Torah means this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, and we'll bend our mind. Now, past week after I gave my shmooze last week, it seems, The video of what I spoke last week went all over the world. Not necessarily what I intended, but that's what happened. And a certain people had a deep anger at it. Why? Because what did I do? I said, you know, there's a Torah way of dealing with it. There's a Rambam here, there's a Pasuk here, another Halacha here, there's another Halacha here, another Halacha here. Torah tells us what to deal. And you can come up with a theory this way and theory that way, but Torah says there's a higher mind that runs the world. And we have to bend our mind. But the Torah gives us a way of dealing with the world. Some things we understand. There's a lot of things in Sharma we understand. Balavima, no, I've never heard an explanation. Balavima lo yashan. Why? There's a reason. I don't know. But when I learn, I say, okay, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah. That's the way it has to be. And the ultimate chok is paraduma. And unless you take that step of knowing that there's a higher mind and there are things that you'll never understand. Shlomo HaMelech said about Omer Ati Echka, well, the wisest of all men, said, it's beyond me. But that is part of Torah. Accepting it. You say, this is it. It's Gzeiros HaKosa. Stop right there. That's the way it is. Bend your mind to it. Accept it. There's nothing to do about it. And that's why the ultimate chok, Parah Aduma, had to be given at the very beginning, because that sets the pattern for how we approach Torah. Dinim. All of Choshim Mishpat. What does that mean? Very simple. Are all of our financial deals a meshubetu to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be? When Moshe Rabbeinu next week is sitting and judging the people in all their fights, how did Moshe Rabbeinu describe it to his father-in-law? Ki yavo elai ha'am lidro shelokim. Ki yelahem dova bo elai. Shafatet yemein yushu ben re'ehu. They come to me, they have a fight. This neighbor wants this, and this neighbor wants this, and this neighbor wants this. So it's chukei ha'elokim v'es Torah. They say, we don't care what you say, Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't care your logic. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us in this situation? And that is in all of our intersubject, all of our interpersonal relationship, financial and all interpersonal relationships, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dinim. Then Kibbutz Avi'im. That's the final basic yesod, without which the Torah doesn't exist. Aseret HaDibros, the first five Dibros, Ben Oram L'Mok. Second five Dibros, Ben Oram L'Chavero. Where is Kibbutz Avi'im? The first five Dibros. Ben Oram L'Mok. You come with a Masorah, Ish mi pi ish. How do I know the Torah is true? My father told me. How did my father know? His father told him. How did his father know? His father told him. Go all the way back. An unbroken chain to Har Sinai. But if you don't treat your father as your source of the entire Masorah, there's no Yiddishkeit. Our entire way of understanding the world is through our Masorah. And that is Kibbutz Avi'im. The idea of a Masorah, the whole Torah. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. Torah Shebiksav and a Torah Shebaalpeh. What Torah Shebiksav is a very, it's an outline. It's a letter here, it's a word here, it's a parsha there, parsha there. Parsha Shamru we're spending a year on. It was 6-7 psukim. It's a gigantic Torah Shabbat. And our main involvement is in Torah Shabbat. So I'm learning now Shomrim. But, you know, my grandfather learned Shomrim. And his grandfather learned Shomrim. And his grandfather learned Shomrim. And his grandfather learned Shomrim. All the way back. One generation after that generation. It's the same thing. That Avosenu, Valenu, Vaboneinu, It's one continual chain. We're part of a long Masorah. And that idea that we're part of this long Masorah is another foundational part of Torah. We're at this point in Mara, certain things had to be given just to get them started. Another 6 weeks at Har Sinai. But it was the things that become the foundational blocks for how we approach the world. Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, in 6 days and runs it down to its final detail. Parah. There's certain things you will never understand and we have to just bend our minds to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dinim. All of our interpersonal relationships. Are run by our Kadosh Baruch Hu and subject to Him. And finally, we're part of a long Masorah. Yish mi pi yish, all the way going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, I'm learning Bava Metzia. My grandfather learned Bava Metzia. And his grandfather learned Bava Metzia. And all the way back. Dor achador, achador. Each one has his own insight into Bava Metzia. There's a Masorah. That's why when the Rambam writes the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, well, how was Ravashi able to compose the Gemara? It's because Ravashi got it from this, and got it from this. And the final stage was Moshe from HaKadosh Baruch. And that is why this basic halacha of Kibbutz Ofiim. It's all part of Amid. Without that, there's no Masorah, and there's no Torah. And that, but, and something even deeper than that. It's not that we had to keep these halachas. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. You just went through the most unbelievable experience. How do you internalize that? How do you make it part of yourself? Sit down and learn. There's an unbelievable mechilta at the beginning of a shalach. The Chalta said, why is it necessary for Klal Yisrael to be in the Midbar for 40 years? You say, because the Chet HaMeraglim is 40 years. The Chalta said, no, not the reason. Because you know why? Because if they'd gone straight into Eretz Yisrael, this one would have gone to his vineyard. This one would have gone to his orchard. This one would have gone to his field. This one would have gone to who knows what, this Parnassah. But Torah Mateola. So the basic lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu do, Ela, Siva, Motza, Marboim, Shana, Bamidbar. He kept them 40 years in the Midbar. And what did they do? They woke up in the morning, heard a shir from Moshe Rabbeinu. In the afternoon, they chazed the shir. They chazed the shir again. Next morning, another shir from Moshe Rabbeinu. 40 years. Ashat Torah nivla be'evarim. It just penetrated their very essence. The question is, but the Pasuk says differently. The Pasuk says, because the answer is, why was there a Chet HaMeraglim? Because they had not properly internalized all the lessons in the 2 years that they were supposed to. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. If you haven't internalized those lessons yet, I can't send you to Eretz Yisrael. You're not ready. You'll just lose focus. You'll be busy with your parnasa here, you'll be busy with your parnasa. But Torah Mateyla. So I'm going to do it. 40 years, you're going to sit and learn nonstop. There's nothing else to do there. You're in a midbar surrounded by an uncover. There's nothing to do. So your breakfast falls down. Minashamayim, your breakfast, lunch, and supper fall down Minashamayim. The water comes in as a stream running past your front door. Your clothes, you know, grow with you. You don't need anything. The shelter is there. There's nothing to do. So what do? You sit and learn nonstop. You sit and learn nonstop. Achator nivla bevorm. It penetrates your very essence. And then I can, it's going to take 40 years, and then I can send you to Eretz Yisrael. So first, they had to internalize it. How deep that internalization is, takes time. It should have been 2 years, no? They showed they weren't ready after 2 years, it'll be 40 years. And that is because to internalize certain things, not so simple. Some experiences, yeah. Unbelievable. Hesaurus. Tomorrow gone. But that you don't build a Klal Yisrael that way. You'll build by internalizing the Hesaurus to make it a deep part of you and a permanent part of your being. And that you only do through Limud HaTorah.